I'm in my sister's attic room in London. Had a very long day. I was intending to get up a lot earlier today and get the train down here quite early. And instead, ended up having a last minute haircut at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then I had to go to the sorting office to pick up a parcel that had arrived for me. So I ended up leaving Stoke at 10 to 5 in the afternoon. So it's been a very hectic day. So it's nice to end the day lying in an attic room and listening to the rain. And my sister's attic room has a couple of skylights, so where it is raining is making a really nice noise on the window. Screening of a documentary I took part in last December. And then on Saturday I'm going to Noreena Palo's Christmas show. So it's going to be a really nice couple of days, and then I'll probably kick around London for a bit on Sunday and then go out. It's nice to get a few days away and this house is my sister and her family haven't long moved here. Well, it's been a while for them, but I've not been here yet, and it's a really nice house. Of this attic room. Everybody's gone to bed, which is the main reason I'm whispering. But also I think this might be quite a relaxing thing to listen to, which is another good reason for whispering. At some point, I'm just going to have to get into my gym jams and go to bed, because I am quite tired, and I'm really looking forward to sleep. I almost wish that from where my bed is, I'm hoping that when I turn the light off, I can watch the rain trickle down the skylight. But I think it might be slightly too far away. But it doesn't was another one of those moments today where I was buying my train ticket and I had an option of a really cheap London Midland ticket that stops at all of the stops and takes a really long time, or a Virgin train ticket that was a lot more expensive but only took about an hour and a half, and after the way today's been and obviously how late I set off and what time people were expecting to see me for things like dinner and stuff, it was no contest. And it's a pity it's no contest, because I think the way train companies work makes convenient travel very elitist. And that's not a system I really agree with. But at the same time, I wasn't prepared to spend about 3 hours on a train when I could spend half that and get to see my sister and her family in a decent amount of time. And it means being able to get home on Sunday should be easier as well, because I really don't like London Midland trains. I especially don't like the way that the journey home, the train splits into two, and the carriages I always need to be on are really unpleasant trains to sit on, or in, I should say. So, at least I won't have to worry about what sort of train I'm going to be in on the way home. So there. Right now I'm standing at the skylight. Actually, just for the last minute, I'm going to turn the light off. Standing in the skylight in my sister's attic, and I can see all the houses stretched out, and just to my right I can actually see the chimney for this house perched next to the skylight, and the sky is a kind of navy blue with a few street lights reflected in it. It's a really nice view.